Hello out there in taxi world. You're on the Mike and Abe show. I'm Abe, and
Scott,
Mike is here.
I am here warm and cozy in the great tundra plains of New York City. Out of the blue, Mother Nature decided to snow on us. And the weather people said, oh, it's going to be about a 1 or 2, or maybe 3 inches. Blah! 6 inches, half a foot of snow on the ground. It's 15 degrees. And the only thing you got to worry about down in Fort Lauderdale is like nuts at the airport. But I guess, hopefully that's the end of that guy.
Well, actually,
you got the death penalty down there.
It was quite chilly this morning in Fort Lauderdale or wherever I am.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not exactly there. Okay. It was quite chilly this morning. It was actually below 50 degrees. Okay.
Oh, way.
Well, I went out for my morning walk. I had to put a shirt on, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to tell you something.
I'm
looking out the window, and not to be whatever, but I see the absolute worst people who should be shoveling snow in 15-degree weather.
Uh-huh.
They're out there shoveling snow in 15-degree weather, and one guy is about 80 years old. His face is beet red. Another guy weighs about 400 pounds. His face is beet red. It's like, listen, where are they? What happened to the kids who used to run around the neighborhood with a snow shovel and make $20 a house and put $100 in their pocket? I don't see one kid with a snow shovel.
Well, that would be you.
What do these kids do anyway? What do these kids do today?
That would be you and me, and we grew up.
That would be you and me, because I always was out there with a shovel hustling. What I see now, and this is kind of like with the Donald Trump immigration thing, grown men out there with shovels. I don't see one teenage kid with a shovel, and I think we're raising a collection of spoiled brats who don't do shit, my opinion.
All right. Let's not use those foul words on the show, okay? This is a clean show.
All right,
okay.
I'm sorry. Who don't do a damn thing? How about that?
Okay. All right. You're on the Mike and Abe show, okay? And
yes.
We're supposed to talk about taxi cabs, all right?
We are,
and
yes.
We're going to. And, we're going to go over the news headlines for the week because there are some good headlines and some bad headlines.
Right.
Okay, and right. Are you on that page, Mike, on the NYC Taxi
News? I'm on the page right now reporting for duty, sir.
Okay.
Cuomo to unveil Uber plan for upstate.
Right, okay. Cuomo is an Uber man, okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, you can bring that article up if you want. It's from the Poughkeepsie Journal, I think.
Well, I'll read the headlines. You tell me what it's about because you posted all these things yourself.
I would like to just bring each article up and you know refresh my mind about them. Okay, so right. I'm going to open up the link. Okay.
Well, let me tell you something. What somebody said to me,
yeah,
and it's amazing how you get these little perspectives in the cab, is now apparently, now follow me on this, Cuomo is now an Uber fan because he went out and said, we have to raise the minimum wage to $11 an hour starting January 1st because da-da-da-da. Went into this whole big rant about how we got to raise the minimum wage. So the people who were paying minimum wage before the 40% increase in minimum wage from $7.75 to $11 an hour,
mm-hmm,
overnight,
mm-hmm,
they're telling their teenage workers and their college kids goodbye, and they're gone. So now Cuomo needs a plan for these thousands of young people who are going to get laid off because of the minimum wage, because grown-ups are going to get these jobs now.
Now they're going to
I'm going to start flipping a hamburger.
Now they're going to work for Uber and hope to make minimum wage.
Well, this is like, how do I get my $7 an hour job back?
well, you know, it right. seems to me, I did read this article, and there's a lot of controversy about this. You know, insurance is a question, and background checks is a question. Okay.
Fingerprinting.
Right.
Fingerprinting.
Accessibility is a question. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, why Cuomo is so gung-ho on this, I don't understand. Okay. I mean, to me, the local authorities can handle the taxi industry much better than the state of New York will handle it. Okay. Because what Cuomo is interested in is getting every car in the city, in the state, to pay the 50 cents MTA tax. Okay.
Right.
In other words, well, why should just New York City taxis pay it, right? When
let me tell you something. I'm not a huge de Blasio fan, but in de Blasio's slim defense, he's running New York City, and New York City is the economic engine of New York State, because in New York City you have Wall Street, you have Broadway, you have yellow cabs. Upstate New York lately, you have this evacuation of people from upstate New York. You have snow, you have a lousy football team, you have deer ticks, you have nothing. You have foreclosures on houses. It's becoming this wasteland. And now Cuomo's big answer to revitalizing upstate is to let people drive other people around in their car $7 or for less than minimum wage.
I have been to every larger city, you know, or what you would call a large city, in upstate New York. I mean, none of them are anywhere near New York City, of course. All right, but you have Syracuse, you have Utica, you have Buffalo, okay, which is probably the biggest of all the cities in the state that's not New York City. Mm-hmm. Okay, you have Poughkeepsie, Newburgh, Binghamton. Okay,
that's party town.
Yeah, I have been to all those cities. Okay. You know, I used to, several years ago, we used to go riding around, when the weather was good, you know, checking these places out. And there's not a very big demand for taxi service in these places. Maybe the only place that may have a reasonable demand might be Buffalo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? And they're not going to make it. I mean, Uber is not – suddenly Uber is going to come on the scene, and, these people have their own cars. You know, they all have their own cars. They don't need to call taxis, okay?
They are also not professional drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said about driving professionally. Strangers that you don't know versus your friend or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. I mean, you got some crazy people hailing you, and you have crazy situations on the road. And to take someone with zero experience and not even fingerprinted, I mean, how are you going to let your daughter, your college girl, who is now a woman and looks very beautiful, get into a car with a stranger who hasn't been fingerprinted, hasn't been criminal background checked? Are you out of your mind?
Well,
I mean, how could someone think like that?
Well, I know if I had a daughter that was of that age going to school, okay, I'd be worried about the male students wanting to get in
take
with
advantage
her,
of her,
take advantage of her,
yeah.
Right? And let alone strangers in a car. Okay.
Oh my God.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe in the college towns there might be business for Uber because the parents tell their children, "Well, we don't want you to drink and drive." Okay. Well, I would tell them, "I don't want you to drink at all." Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but they do. They do. Okay.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. as far as general taxi business upstate, there isn't a big need for it. Okay, I drove a taxi in Poughkeepsie. Okay.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Yes, I did back in the 70s. Okay, when I was living, I was living in New Paltz, big college town. Okay, Poughkeepsie is practically next door to New Paltz. It's just down the road and over the bridge. Okay, and I drove a taxi in Poughkeepsie, and half the day I sat in the cab waiting for a call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I did it for maybe a few months. Okay, and then I said to myself, why am I doing this? You know, what I'm making here in a week, I could make in New York City in one day.
And then the bell went off.
Yeah, right. I said I could make in New York City in one day, and even with the travel expenses back and forth, I said to myself, and I was dead right on that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. And I lived many years in upstate New York, working my taxi in New York City. Okay.
Well, that's one thing I always respected about you. I mean, I respect you a lot in general. You're my homie.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, you would come down with like game day. You would say, basically, you're like Thursday and Sunday was game day for you.
Right.
You get in your game face on, You'd get psyched up. You'd have a routine. And you really didn't shy astray from those 2 days. But by God, when you came down here, you worked like an animal.
That's
I mean, like a mule.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I made my money.
And you made your money. But you did every trial and error thing with cabs, from what you told me, imaginable.
Right.
And it all filtered down to drive on Thursday, drive on Sunday, and get the car out with a steady driver who was admittedly, you had a couple of guys who were a couple of fries short of a happy meal.
A couple of whack jobs, least, right?
A couple of whack jobs.
Right. One or two, all right?
One or two, yeah. You've had a couple of all-stars.
Yeah.
But the point is, you got through all that. Then for how long did you have your little routine, the Thursday, Sunday thing?
30 years.
30 years?
Right.
I thought it was like, I thought you were doing that for like 10. So you basically, you said, okay, this is it. And for 30 years, you had the same plan Thursday and Sunday.
That's correct.
All right. Now, what would your plan be? And basically, I would guess, on Friday and Monday, you just turn the phone off and just chill.
Well, Friday and Monday were sleep it off days. Okay.
Right. Now, would you go through the whole day just like do like basic minor things? But I mean, you wouldn't do anything like no exertion of like chores and stuff on Friday and Monday.
No, I'd get a few hours sleep when I was done. You know, maybe 5-6 hours, and
right.
I always needed a day to recover. Okay.
Right.
And, you know, but I could, you know, do my chores in those days. I just went to bed early, you know.
Now, how does this, all of a sudden the taxi commission, who is historically, makes me crazy, because they are always, seem to be run by people who never drove cabs. You know, it's like whoever's making the decisions at the taxi commission, it's invariably run by people who never drove cabs. And one of the reasons is now they're talking about this rule change for fatigued drivers. First of all, the reason that drivers are fatigued is because they're not making the money they should be,
mm-hmm.
because they put 40,000 Uber cars.
Yeah, well, you know, the whole thing is ridiculous. Okay, I mean,
yeah.
You know, let the cabbies make enough money in 9 or 10 hours, and then you don't have to worry about it. No cab driver,
right.
No cab driver is out there for say 14 or 15 hours because he's in love with the business. Okay. You know, they're out there because they don't have enough, they haven't taken in enough money yet. Okay?
Right.
I mean, what part of I'm only doing it for the money do they not understand? Okay? Wait a minute, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, people used to ask me in the taxi, how do you like driving a cab? And I used to say, well, it's a love-hate relationship. And they'd say,
yeah.
Well, what do you mean? I say, well, I like when I get nice people in the car and we have interesting conversations and I'm feeling good, okay? But I don't like when I get tired and I still have to work, I used to say, okay?
Right. No,
all right?
Good point.
And I would say to them, you know, I don't go to sleep at night worried about whether people are getting home at night in New York City. You know, why do you drive a taxi? I say for the money, you know,
right.
I mean, I'm not sitting at home worried about whether people are getting where they want to go. I'm sitting at home thinking to myself, how am I going to pay my bills?
There you go. Well, I'll tell you, this kind of like dovetails with, what I was talking with this, my weekend guy, my weekend driver's a great guy. He's been driving forever. He's the only guy I've ever had driving a cab with me who I can sleep when he has the car at night. Okay. He's very good. And it's like, it's one of those things, if something happens, it would happen to anybody. So it's not like he's driving like a maniac. He's an excellent driver. But the one thing he told me, he was at JFK yesterday. It's snowing. He said the lot was stripped and everybody was taking cabs, like everybody was taking cabs because nobody wanted to meet their people or their loved ones at the airport in a snowstorm. They're like, oh, we'll take a cab. And the cab rides were $15 ride, $20. You weren't getting the $50 and $60 rides, but there were $15 and $20 rides with one person going to one place. There was no effort to get like a group of people, put them together. Say, okay, well, pay the driver $25 each, like three people. So at least the cabbie would have an incentive to make money in group ride in an emergency situation.
Right.
So that's one thing that you've said before, and the real professional cabbies have said before, is like, listen, a fare increase on the meter would be nice, but basically, let me do a group ride. Let me get emergency weather pricing, like we've had a couple of times where they did send an IM, and they gave us this like crazy rate chart. Like for example, he had a lady going to Fresh Meadows from JFK.
Mm-hmm.
It was a $30 job. He had to get it there. He had to drive slow, and blah blah. Took him two and a half hours to get $35, which is like nothing, versus a line of people. He said there were easily like two or three other people. He said that heard this lady say she was going locally, and they wanted to jump in and just pay him whatever.
Right.
But you know, everything is a rule, and this is what happens when the taxi commission is run by people who never drove a cab, because
know,
we could easily make more money that way. You know,
it's
another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And with luggage, but I mean, jumping back to what you're saying with the fatigue driving. Well, we're fatigued again because we have to drive 14, 15 hours because we're not getting the right money, and we're not giving the chance to get more money just from common sense.
Well, you know, there are opportunities for taxi drivers to make more money without raising the fare, such as what you're describing.
But
you know, they're going to have to find a way for cab drivers to make enough money to be satisfied working 9-10 hours. And this nonsense about only meter time counts, you know, that's pathetic. Okay. I mean, if you wake up 7 o'clock in the morning, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, you've only had 8 hours of meter time, you're still up. You know, you should go to bed. I mean, you can't say, well, I only picked up 6 fares today, so I can still work. You know, I mean, that's...
And conversely, they say, if you get a fare within the hour... if you get a metered fare within an hour, that counts as an hour against...
That's not the way it's being computed, from what I understand. The way it's being computed is the amount of time you put onto the meter is the time. Okay, that was the old idea, what you're saying. This is a new idea now. In other words, if you get somebody in your taxi, and that person is in the taxi for 20 minutes, well, you've used 20 minutes of meter time towards the 10 hours.
Oh.
Okay? That's how it's going to work. And then you drive, so let's say that you dropped off your customer in Flushing, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
And then you decide to take Northern Boulevard back to Manhattan, which is something I always did because, you know, a good percentage of the time I would get a fare on Northern Boulevard, even either be local or be somebody back to the city, right?
Right.
Okay. But let's say you don't pick up anybody from Flushing back into the city, okay, back into Manhattan, mm-hmm. all right? Well, that time doesn't count because the meter wasn't on.
Oh.
Okay? You understand?
So what they're saying is, this applies to the guy or gal, for that fact, who was just sitting with obsessive compulsive disorder, driving a cab nonstop, wearing Pampers or having a piss bottle next to him/her,
mm-hmm.
and not going off duty for a minute. So apparently they're worried about that person first.
I don't know what they're worried about. They don't know how to measure the hours of work so that you could continue to work and make a certain amount of money, you know, it, within a reasonable amount of time, you know.
Right.
So they say, well, we'll only use the meter time, and then you don't have to worry about the time that you're not working. Maybe you'll be sleeping while you're driving back to the city empty, you know. You know, you're still driving. You're still driving. You know, I mean, you're still driving. It doesn't matter if anybody's in the back seat. I mean, come on, give me a break. What's going on with these people? You know, I mean,
Mike,
give us a 20% fare increase and then tell us 10 hours you're out of here.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That thank you. I wish we had like the applause soundtrack, because listen, listen, Cappy, here's the deal.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you a 20% fare increase, but you can only drive 10 hours. And we'll give you an hour plus and an hour before and an hour after to get the cab to your house and get the cab. So it'll be 12 hours on the road. You get a 20% fare increase. Goodbye. Over.
The traffic so we could make some money. All right? Four zillion Uber cars out there, you know, looking at their apps, praying for a fare. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, riding around stealing business that should be the yellow taxi's business, you know, at the hotels,
right.
at the Javits Center, at the place on 23rd Street, the sports place, Chelsea Piers, right?
Okay. Chelsea Piers, yeah.
You know, Chelsea Piers, where else? Madison Square Garden,
right.
Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, you know, people walking out of a ballpark, you know, that's yellow cab business. You know, I mean, give us a break. Stop it already. All right?
Well, you know, how many times did you go to Yankee Stadium? You're a New York guy. How many times did you go to Yankee Stadium or Shea Stadium and see 50,000 people pouring out of Shea Stadium and say to yourself, why don't we have a yellow cab plan for these 50,000 people coming out of a ball game, a baseball game in New York City? We don't have a cab plan for that?
Every single time that I decided to do it on my own without a taxi stand, to drive to Citi Field. I would take a fare to JFK. Listen to this. I would take a fare to JFK on a Sunday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
I'd ride past the lot. And I say, 400 cabs in the lot, I'm out of here. Okay?
Right.
I drive onto the street. I would turn on my radio, and I would listen to the Met game. And we're in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Mets leading 7-1. I go, game's almost over. Right?
Uh-huh.
I would go directly to Citi Field or Shea Stadium, whatever, you know, was at the time. Okay? And I would sit there, and as soon as the people came out, I had a fare. I had a fare to the city, okay?
Most of the time to the city, yeah.
Yeah, right, okay? Yeah. I mean, and people saw the yellow cab, they would be fighting for it, okay?
Right.
They'd be fighting for it. There was my one yellow cab sitting there, right? And and 8 or 10 gypsies, right? You know, where they would negotiate, how much to the city? $35, $45, $68, $120, yeah. You know. I mean, you know, I don't want to be on the taxi commission, but I should be on the taxi commission, okay?
You should be the taxi dictator.
You're right. Okay? Yeah. This is so ridiculous what is going on. I watch these meetings. Okay,
yeah.
And you get these people that have no idea what they're talking about. We're so happy you're coming up with this new rule, you know, and it will make the streets safer, you know. Well, no, it won't make the streets safer. It is not going to make the streets safer. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to make the streets safer? You limit the hours to 10 hours, and you give enough money to the taxi drivers so that they're happy with the 10 hours. Okay.
Right. I mean, the thing is, you go into like hypothetical mode. It's like, listen, let's say you told the cabbie, all right, if you can make $1,000 in a day, but you can only work 8 hours to do it, are you okay with that? Be like, yeah.
Well,
no problem.
I'll tell you what I would say to that. Really? Well, if that's the case, I'm only going to work 7.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Oh, but you need my service. You're telling me I got to stay out there for 8 hours unless if I feel sick.
Right.
All right. I'll give into that.
Right.
And okay.
Then that comes into the other thing of like with the group riding, with snow emergencies, and they have this internet, the passenger information monitor in the back and in the front where the driver can see it. And the only time I get an emergency alert, sometimes I'll say cabs are needed at LaGuardia. Whereupon you can't get to LaGuardia because the place looks like it's been nuked because they have this huge construction project going on. And then I'll get an alert that says, cabs are needed at the piers in Brooklyn. It's like, well, not for nothing, but I'm making pretty good money staying in the city, and I got a guy around the corner who wants a cab versus going out to Brooklyn and standing online at a pier in the middle of nowhere. And then the Javits Center, cabs are needed at the Javits Center. It's like, yeah, okay, well, I go up to the Javits Center, and there's like 50, where do you go, hustlers? That's all they say, where do you go? Where do you go? And I can't get by them because apparently they bribed the security. Mm-hmm. So if you made it where the cabbie could put some people together, where you get like a group ride or something. And the other thing is, man, let me tell you something. These people come off these ships in Brooklyn. If you get cabs you need in Brooklyn, yeah, they're bringing, I think they bring the sand from the beaches back with them as a souvenir because they have these huge mountains of luggage. And you're not allowed to charge for luggage. I mean, technically, you can't charge for luggage. I mean, you can roll your eyes and say it won't fit, and then the guy may have the bell go off in his head and say, all right, I'll give you 10, 20 bucks if you can do this. But it, first of all, let the driver charge for luggage. Let the driver group ride where the passenger would actually pay less per person. Let the cabbie work. I mean, right now, Uber comes in out of the blue and gets to charge triple and quadruple the rate for passengers, and the TLC says, okay, well, it's Uber, blah, 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 and the tail wags the dog. I mean, Uber apparently runs a taxi commission now. I don't know how the hell that happened. But if you let the cab driver, you're worried about fatigued drivers. Oh, and you're worried about vision zero with safety on the streets. Let me tell you something. The probably the worst thing for safety on the streets, which flies in the face of the vision zero philosophy, is to put 40,000 unprofessional, inexperienced drivers on the road who are constantly looking at a cell phone because they don't know directions and they don't know what they're doing. So as far as the 40,000 people driving Uber cars within the last 2 or 3 years, mind you, they have caused fatigue drivers because they're not making money and the yellow cab drivers are making less money, and B, they have no experience and they're driving around like lunatics because they don't know what they're doing and they don't know where they're going and they're constantly looking at their cell phone to get directions. So you talk about fatigue drivers and you talk about Vision Zero. I don't know what they're doing at TLC, but they should have their head examined, or they should at least get some drivers up there
advice. What they should do is get some professional help.
You mean like psychiatric help?
No, I mean, yeah, well, that too. But I mean,
they should get psychiatric help. You're right again.
Well, they should have people on the job there that know what they're doing. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, I watched the meeting the other day, and the people that know what's going on have to fight to be understood.
Okay, oh, yeah.
Right? While the people that don't have a clue as to what's going on are applauded for their ignorance. Okay?
That's life in the third world.
Yeah.
Hit the applause sign when somebody says something ignorant.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see if I can edit in some applause to the show. Okay?
Yeah, please.
By the way, folks,
well,
you can watch.
Listen. I think maybe Cuomo, now that the minimum wage went up to $11 and the kids and the workers are going to leave these hamburger joints, what are these people going to do? They're going to drive Uber cars? Is this his great plan? They're going to drive for Uber.
Well, Uber won't be taking them to McDonald's, all right?
Yeah. Right. You're going to drive an Uber car. This is his big economic plan.
Uber needs a way to pay back all their investors, so that's another thing they should be aware of, that they're not really interested in their drivers making money. Okay?
Let me tell you something. Right now, with this Uber mess in upstate New York, Mario Cuomo is going to make Bill de Blasio look like Warren Buffett, okay? Because with de Blasio in New York, I mean, he's not exactly the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree, in my opinion. But he is the snow king. He did very good with the snow. He gets to see. He's like the best snow mayor we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that de Blasio should do is start and just ask Cuomo, say, excuse me, what exactly are you doing up there? Because the overwhelming majority of people in upstate New York don't vote for Cuomo. And the majority of people in New York City vote for Cuomo. And they're like, listen, this guy knows nothing. And I never really noticed Cuomo before. He's just like another politician. But with this Uber thing, now he's cutting into our business. And then the other thing is, these people are kidding themselves. These upstate Uber drivers, guess where they're going to go? They're not going to work in Binghamton or Albany or Buffalo. They're going to pour into Manhattan because that's the only place they can make a living.
Well, that's one of the things that we're concerned about. Okay.
Oh yeah.
You know,
look,
we got some good people up there in Albany fighting for us. Okay, so let's just leave it at that. All right. I'm looking at the headlines here, Mike. And by the way, folks, if you want to watch all the TLC meetings, go to nyctaxinews.com, click on where it says video page, and you'll see the TLC meetings listed by year, 2015, 2016, 2017. Click on one of those dates, and you'll see the meetings from that year. The most recent meeting was last Thursday. It was concerning the fatigue rules. And click on 2017, and you can watch the whole meeting. And, you know, don't take my word for it. Form your own opinion. Okay?
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Okay.
That's
now,
good.
Now. You think it's bad at LaGuardia? Right? With all the construction? And here's a headline for you. $10 billion overhaul planned for New York's JFK Airport.
No.
Let's just read the headlines, Mike, okay? All right. Yeah. You don't have to go into it, but whatever's going on in LaGuardia, you ain't seen nothing yet. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. All right? Okay.
Oh, my God. There it is. $10 billion overhaul planned for... Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. And it comes out of NBC Montana. The headline from NBC Montana. So it's like a little secret story in New York here?
I don't know. I couldn't find a story from New York. So they broadcasted it in Montana just to let people know, you know, what to expect if you're flying into New York, I guess, you know.
Oh, God.
Okay.
We got some news for you folks out
listen,
New York.
His Forest Hills taxi stand still irking residents. Okay. Now I read this article. It's in the Queens Chronicle. Okay. All right. What's going on with this is the taxi stand at Queens Boulevard and Continental Avenue. You're familiar with that, Mike, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I drive by it every day.
Okay. Well, it seems that, and I saw they had a picture in the paper. It seems that the green cabs are piling up there, you know, like with nowhere to go. You know, they're waiting on both sides of the street on Queens Boulevard, you know, inside the service lane. Right, they're waiting on both sides of the street on 71st Avenue, I think it is, right, Continental Avenue, right, on both sides of the street, right, and the residents there are saying, what are all of these taxis doing here? You know, I mean, you know, don't they have anywhere else to go?
Right, no, they don't.
They don't.
I mean, that's another little bit of genius from the city of New York.
Yeah,
they sucker these poor souls into getting these green cars. And then here comes Uber, after they suck people into buying yellow cab medallions, after they suck people into buying green cars for the borough cars, then Uber comes out of the sky and grabs, I mean, they really have siphoned away most of the green car work with these Uber cars.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was told about that. And now it's kind of revenge of the green car, because now they're all waiting online, and that's one of the reasons I drive by these taxi stands, because it used to be a nice little place where you get like four or five yellow cabs sitting there. You had like local guys there. I'll tell you the other thing that used to be good with that taxi stand at Forest Hills. You meet a lot of women in that taxi stand, like local girls live in the neighborhood.
We don't want you to give away any trade secrets.
Well, now I guess they're all going for the green car.
Well, Uber doesn't give away any trade secrets, you know. You know, they don't want to give data to the TLC about their trips because they're saying they're giving away trade secrets, you know.
Who's it, Uber?
Yeah, Uber. They're worried about their trade secrets, you know.
Well, yeah, the trade. What about that guy who used to work for the TLC? What's his name? Chubaba,
Oh yeah, he
Chubabubu,
was at
whatever
the
the.
meeting, by the way, and I'll have no comment on him. He was one of the last speakers in the meeting, and you don't need all this information. You don't need there's no reason for the TLC to have all this information. And Gersten, the lawyer, he got up at the meeting and he said, "Hey, listen, we got an elephant in the room." The yellow taxi business. I mean, we're already giving you all the information. What's wrong with Uber? They can't give you a little bit of information about where they're dropping off their passengers. Okay?
Right.
I mean,
That's all.
I don't know who's controlling who. Like you say, the tail's wagging the dog. You
The
know?
tail wags the dog.
I
Yes.
mean, I don't even want to get into this anymore. We already discussed this, all right? What are
Well,
the
one thing
what?
they should look at, one thing they should look at the taxi commission and with the city of New York, they should make it a law that there should be at least a 2 year grace period before somebody leaves the taxi commission, then go works for a competitor, because apparently the word is out that all these higher ups are drooling over Uber jobs because Choopy Papa, or whatever his name is, got this big job from Uber. What was it, 2 months after he left the TLC?
I think I
So
don't
it's a
know
big
exactly
problem.
when, but there's a lot of suspicion about what his motives were. Okay, that's that, and
Not
I'm
with me. I'm
I'll
not. Trust me. I'm not suspicious at all.
well,
I know exactly what his motives were.
okay, all right,
Yeah.
okay.
Oh
Well,
yeah.
I
But
know I'm
I think
not.
we're out of time.
No, we out
We're
of
almost
time.
out of time.
We were out of time. No, we're not out of
We're out
time.
of
Let
time.
me see what else we got here. Week's headlines, okay? Trying to go slowly with this scroll bar here on my computer.
What with all with all due respect, what is the guy's name? It's Chahabra? He sounds like a Chahabra.
They did say his name at the meeting, so when they introduced him, so you can listen to how they pronounced it, okay, if you listen
I'll
to the
listen to how
meeting.
he pronounces his name.
Okay.
So for nothing else, for nothing else, they can learn that.
Okay, now there's upstate taxi lobby wants Cuomo to ban self-driving cars for at least 50 years.
So they want a generation to die off? Is that the idea?
I don't know, but I think they should let these self-driving cars out there if they're so hot on them, and then say how sorry they were. After and I'm only kidding when I say this, but they could say how sorry they were after people start getting killed by them. Okay.
Right. They need to kill about 30 or 40 people with a self-driving car that gets hacked into
Right.
by some geek with an automatic remote control thing.
I would like to know what a self-driving car does when he hits a 6-inch pothole.
Yeah, I'd like to know what a passenger does when the self-driving car goes out of control. I guess he just says,
Well,
"Help!"
he looks down at his smartphone and he goes, "Where's the app for this? You know, where's the app? Which button should I push here?" Okay.
They should have an announcement that on the, this one they should put in the automatic car. They'll say like, "Passengers, attention passengers, in case of an emergency, if the car does not respond and vehicle speed exceeds safety precautions, we are instructing you to put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye."
Yeah, well, you
That's
know
what he says.
something, all these cars depend on are sensors. Okay? I mean, unless if a human being has a stroke, right, while he's driving, his senses are working. Okay?
Well, speaking of sensors, speaking of having a stroke and your senses working, what happens? You know what's going to happen? I mean, what happens if people start knocking boots in these self-driving cars, and you're the next guy in, and there's like goo all over the seat, all over the. I mean, what's going to happen with that? I mean, at least with the cab driver, you're going to say, "Hey, knock it off back there." But with a self-driving car,
Oh,
you know, I mean, there's no there's.
there'll be vandals and littering and vomiting and peeing.
And goo and goop.
Okay, I mean,
Yeah.
that's the old Bob Dylan line, "The pumps don't work 'cause the vandals took the handles." You know that one?
Oh, I've never heard that one.
Oh, well,
Who's Bob Dylan?
who's Bob Dylan? You know who Bob Dylan is. Come on. I always like that line, the pumps don't work because the vandals took the handles. Okay, so you're going to get into these self-driving cars, you know. I mean, maybe they have sensors that that could guide it through lanes of traffic, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but are they going to have sensors to know that there's vomit on the back seat? Okay.
You would hope so. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of sensors in court, I'll tell you that.
Right. What about God forbid you get like a nut job, like our goofball in the Fort Lauderdale airport. What if he's in a driverless car? I mean, how are you going to have so?
Well,
I mean,
that's
one
another
thing the cab drivers have always
oh,
done.
Oh, there's
is,
another
is
story.
Like,
Mike, there's another story that you just reminded me of that came out this week. MIT, I think, you know, some think tank, you know, did a study, and 3,000 carpooling cars can replace all of the taxis.
Right.
Right? So who do you know who's going to be in those carpooling cars with you? You know, the reason that we have taxis is because these people don't want to carpool.
Right. They just want to get somewhere
they
by
just,
themselves.
They just want to go somewhere, get into a car, say, driver, take me here, and they don't want to stop, you know, stop for this one or stop for that one or stop for this one. You know,
yeah.
They did not factor in the way humans think.
Yeah.
Okay?
The reason you take a cab is because you're exhausted and you just want to get home.
Yeah, you don't want the car to make four stops to pick up other people along the way.
Right.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on, Mike. What is this world coming to?
Well, I got to start. I'll tell you. I'm thinking. I know I've had the wolf cry before. I got to get into those meetings because apparently I have to see in person what I'm seeing on the internet. Because I'm looking at the internet, I feel like I'm watching a sitcom where it's just bizarro world.
All right, Mike.
I mean, like you said, the people with the common sense are treated like wackos, and the wackos are treated like people with common sense. So they've got everything upside down, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's time for us to lead the charge and get in there on the front row and figure it all out. Because what I'm seeing on TV, well, the Brad, what's his name? Brad Gersten?
Yeah, something like that.
My name is Brad Gerstman.
Okay, yeah, he's great. So I have to learn how to pronounce his name. The other guy, not so much.
Well, I said to you yesterday, I think he's Alan Decker reincarnated. Okay? You know, you ever watched the movie Bronx Tale?
Don't tell me the movie. I've been dying to watch it.
Well, I'm just going to give you one. Can I give you one line out of the movie? One
it's a
line?
Good movie, though, right?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's already 20 years old, this movie. You should have seen it by now. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead. All right. Don't tell me the movie, please.
Well, the head gangster there, and he goes over to this kid that he's mentoring. Right, and he says,
right.
And he's talking about girlfriends and women in your life, right? And he says, in life, you're gonna get three great ones. He says,
right.
You know, there'll be a lot of women in your life, but only three great ones will qualify as being the woman for you, the great woman.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that about some lawyers. Okay, Alan
right.
Decker was a great lawyer. He knew how to lay out the truth in a way that was absolutely convincing that nobody could deny. Okay,
right.
All right,
mm-hmm.
And I'll say the same for Brad Gerstman.
My name is Brad Gerstman.
Okay, and I think he's going to be on the Taxi Dave show tonight.
Okay, well, we can only hope because we need some fighters. We need some people who are willing to fight for the cabbies and the industry in general. And maybe this is one of those guys.
Well,
check him out.
Well, he speaks the truth. He speaks the truth, and he says it in ways that are absolutely understandable. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'm all ears.
Okay.
Yep.
This man is. it's it, we need more men like him. Okay?
Right.
All right.
Okay, well, because right now all we have, dude, every time I see this NBC Montana thing, I start to laugh. God forbid NBC New York would talk about the $10 billion overhaul deal at JFK. I guess that's not news. Everything is Trump. Forget Trump. He's the president. Leave him alone for 4 years.
Yeah.
Let's talk about JFK. And I'm reading this NBC Montana story about our beloved JFK airport. And I guess the same winning formula is going to happen for JFK that happened at LaGuardia, where they're planning on knocking down the whole thing and making life miserable for everybody. And then maybe they'll filter out what they want.
Well, you know, the funny thing about JFK is that they rebuilt that place, 15 years ago. What was it?
Yeah.
You know what? They got to rebuild it again. I mean, I don't get it. You know, I think JFK Airport doesn't need any major overhaul.
Right.
Okay.
Well, they shook down the airlines for 7 of the $10 billion. Additional $8 billion, or $2 billion, will be coming state funding, which means us. Well, not so much you so much anymore, but me.
Yeah. Right.
So I got to come up with $2 billion in state funding.
Right.
And the additional $8 billion will be spent at the airport itself, with $7 billion coming from airlines. So basically, they're going to shake down the airlines for $7 billion, which I'm sure they're thrilled about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, listen, what am I getting for my $7 billion? Some windows, an escalator, what am I getting?
Well, you're getting a chance to go over the George Washington Bridge and pay how much?
$12, I think it's $12.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
that kind of explains, you know, I think that's what explains the suicide rate on the George Washington Bridge. It's like,
yeah,
a guy's perfectly happy, then he's halfway across, it's like, $12, and he's just, off he goes.
You know, over the last few years, I've driven back and forth from Florida to New York a dozen times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And every time I go up 95, and I wind up on this bridge in Jacksonville, right?
Right.
I don't know the name of the bridge, okay, but it's three times longer than the Throgsnet Bridge, okay, and the toll is zero.
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 I like that.
Zero. Absolutely nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's paid for, done with. Be our guest and use the bridge. Okay?
Yeah. But I got to tell you something else with all this stuff before I forget. They're when in doubt, yell Sandy.
I love you so much, Sandy.
So apparently now, anytime there's a construction problem where people don't know, it's like, oh, you know, it's Hurricane Sandy was like, what, 5 years ago? So everything is Sandy now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, we got to rebuild because of Sandy.
Right.
It's like, look.
Yeah.
And now they have the Midtown Tunnel. They go, oh, we got to replace some of the concrete and shore up the tunnel with because of Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're chipping. I'm driving through the tunnel, obviously, a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And they're chipping away at the concrete. And the concrete is 80 years old. And I'm starting to say to myself, do these guys know what they're doing? Because they're chipping away at 80-year-old concrete that is pretty much set there for almost 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep chipping and digging and digging and chipping. And I'm just wondering if they know what they're doing. Because I don't see a lot of work getting done. And the work I do see getting done is nickel and dime patchwork stuff.
Yeah.
So, and I don't want to go for a swim in the middle of a cab ride going from JFK through the tunnel. So I hope they know what they're doing.
Well, I hope so, too.
Yeah. And, okay. and now I think that's a show.
That's it. We did our show. Folks, this is Mike and Abe. I'm Abe.
Right.
And Mike's Mike.
And I'm Mike. And we want to remind everybody, if you want cutting-edge news about transportation in New York City, go to NBCMontana.com.
Yeah, and also don't forget to help out some of the people that support us. Tony Tax, okay.
Tony Tax is great.
Taxi CPA, you need your taxes done, and you do need your taxes done. You know, you can't get away with them anymore, okay?
Right. Anybody who does their own taxes has a fool for a client. So get yourself a good accountant.
Right. Okay.
You'll live long.
Okay. So give Taxi CPA a call. You see the ad on the front page of NYC Taxi News. Just click on that, and that'll take you to Taxi Tony. Tony Tax, whoever you want to say
right.
it. Okay? He's a good accountant. Tell him that Abe on NYC Taxi News sent you.
That Uncle Abe sent you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And the other one is we got Checker.
Checker
Drives are always looking for good for quality drivers. Checker is their new, brand new location. They get free donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
And if you're a cabbie like me, that's all that matters.
Yeah,
you get free donuts and coffee every day. That's everything else to take care of.
And how about that new advertiser we have out in Brooklyn?
We got a Brooklyn guy. So if you're looking to drive a cab and you're a Brooklyn cabbie, we got NYC Taxi Management out in God's Country, Brooklyn, New York, right by McDonald Avenue. He's got great deals, too. So something for everybody. We got Queens guys can go over to Checker in Long Island City. Brooklyn guys can run out to Brooklyn. They got weekly cars there and in Queens. So we're starting to get some traction on this this little website, Abe. And like I said, it's about time because we've been hustling and, you know, we've been screaming in the wilderness for a couple of years now. But finally, people are coming to our little side of the tracks here.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of you for all you've done. And, you know, we're going to get some business in the new year. I'm all excited.
Okay. All right, folks. We'll see you next week. It's that'll be next Sunday, I hope. Okay.
Yes. And we'll see you guys next week. And happy New Year if you didn't hear it last time.
Yeah,
but it's
already the 8th of January. The new year is over. Christmas is over. Go back to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Everybody, time to get back to work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Catch you later, Abe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.